In Nebraska, a rare and unusual Ice Age fossil will soon be publicly displayed for the first time. The fossil was discovered 4 decades ago, but has been in storage ever since. From Nebraska Public Radio, Sarah McCammon reports.
In 1962, in the Nebraska Panhandle, a pair of workmen stumbled on a large thigh bone while installing an electric line on a ranch. That summer, 20-year-old paleontology student Mike Voorhees was in the area working on a fossil dig. After working at the site for a couple days, Voorhees and his crew realized the men had found the intact remains of an entire Ice Age mammoth.
And then once we got to the skull, it turned out, there's one tusk, there's two tusks. Three tusks. What's going on here? Even a young student realizes an elephant only has two tusks. So it gradually dawned on us that we actually had two animals locked in there in a death struggle. And probably the most exciting single fossil that I've ever seen.
Mike Voorhees is now in his 60s and curator of paleontology at the University of Nebraska in Lincoln. And the mammoths, after decades of being in storage and viewed almost exclusively by researchers, are being prepared to travel 400 miles west. Voorhees says there's no other known fossil quite like it anywhere in the world. The two mammoths' tusks are locked together, intertwined like a pair of twisted tree trunks.
It's actually the old story. They're fighting over sex.
Like modern elephants, scientists believe male mammoths periodically produced extra testosterone, which drove them to fight over mates. University of Michigan professor Dan Fisher is studying the mammoths' tusks, looking for clues about why their descendants went extinct. Fisher says they offer scientists a rare glimpse of fossilized animal behavior.
To find multiple individuals, as it were, caught in the act of some interaction that was critical to their lifestyle, their existence on the planet, gives you just an extra dimension that isn't usually there.
Voorhees, the paleontologist, says it appears the two competitors were so well matched that neither one backed down. Standing over the 12-foot-long wooden pallet that supports the giant fossil, Voorhees points to the tip of one mammoth's tusk, which pokes into the eye socket of its opponent.
These guys were not fooling around. And there's the old adage in boxing that, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. You could just imagine 2 8-ton animals sort of falling over and then not being able to get up.
Today, the tusks and skulls lie on the wood floor of the large fourth-floor room where they're being prepared for public exhibition. Using a knife and brush, a museum worker is scraping off layers of old yellowed shellac, revealing the off-white surface beneath. Voorhees admits he'll be a little sad to see the mammoths go.
We're standing in an area here that's, a couple of hundred square feet, and we've got these elephant bones all scattered out here, and in a few months, those are going to be gone.
The exhibit is scheduled to open at a museum near Crawford, Nebraska in April, giving the public what scientists say is a rare glimpse of animal behavior preserved in the fossil record for 20,000 years. For NPR News, I'm Sarah McCammon in Lincoln.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick.